Philip Nelson, the president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, talking at the 2013 Farm Progress Show here in Decatur, Illinois. We're talking WERDA. Let's talk a little bit more about the Water Resources Development Act. You guys are making a call to action with Congress.
Absolutely. We are part of a campaign to bring the heat to Congress. And this is one very important issue and critical issue for us as we try to, I guess, make Congress aware of the fact of our aging lock structure and how we need to act on this bill very soon in order to update and modernize our locks that are deteriorating right before our eyes.
One of the problems, you know, that we've heard you talk about in this press conference is, you know, a lot of people don't know about the water systems. How do we go about getting that message out?
Well, as I said in the press conference, I think a good wake-up call to us was about a year ago when we had low levels in the Mississippi and we had to go to our governor and our senators to get the attention of the president that if we didn't blast some of those rock pinnacle formations in a couple parts of the channel, we were going to shut down the Mississippi River. Not only selfishly looking at agriculture, would that have been a major black eye to us on the commodity side, but one thing we, I guess, recognized through that whole process is the importance of commerce on the Mississippi River. You know, 80% of all the aviation fuel that's used in O'Hare Airport flows up that Mississippi River. So whether it's coal, whether it's commodities or a jet fuel, I don't think we really recognize the importance of that waterway. And that's what we're trying to do during this August recess, bring the attention of Congress that they need to get their job done. We've been working over the last few months to put together a public-private partnership, which is far different than what we have done in the past, meaning the users of the waterway system have said, we'll put X amount of dollars on the table. Government, you need to match that and put some more on the table so we can upgrade these locks.
Now, the Water Resources Development Act is not new. It's been around for some time. There was one version of it, so now we're in version two?
Yes. It was about 6 or 7 years ago. I lose track of time. Then Senator Barack Obama was a co-sponsor of WERDA. It passed. But unfortunately, we didn't authorize any funding. So we had a bill without any dollars attached to it. I made the comment to a couple people that we really did a full court press during the first stimulus package, the $782 billion. We went to Congress and said, if you could put $3 to $5 billion on the table to get this up and going, we know that we're probably talking 25 to 40 years to upgrade all these locks. But we need the authorization now so we can start the process. So we're a long ways from getting there. But we need to get Congress to act on this and get funding authorized so we can begin the process.
Now, we talked a little bit about the aging lock system. Let's put that in perspective. How old are some of these locks that we're talking about?
Well, I made the comment when I was working on my remarks that a third of them are over 50 years of age. And my daughter looked at me and said, well, Dad, you're over 50, so they're old. And I think it set into me, you know, from a reality check from a 12-year-old, you know, she sees the importance of how old these locks are. So, you know, that concerns us. We also have, you know, another third that are approaching 70 years of age. We've got the last repair gate installed. So what that means is if we should have a disruption and one of those gates break, we are literally going to shut the river down to do the repair and upgrade and maintenance on it. So the time is here. We need to urge Congress to act on this.